in times of trial. God may be testing and refining your faith, but Satan may be using the same trial to attack your faith. This is why Jesus prayed for Simon Peter this way: "I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail." Not only did Peter's faith not fail, it deepened, which is one of the reasons for trials. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. The gift of developing steadfastness and strength oftentimes takes place after spiritual gains. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32 says, "After you were enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings." Directly after Jesus was baptized and God pronounced his blessing on him, Satan enters the scene and says, "If you really are the Son of God." There's nothing more pleasing to the enemy than to attack faith. But remember, Satan is piggybacking on trials that God has ordained for the believer and that God intends to use to strengthen your faith. Job said in chapter 6, verse 4, "The arrows of the Almighty are in me." And I'm sure at that point, Satan was jumping up and down. But there was a hidden smile on God's face because he knew exactly what he was doing and what the end result would be. Listen to the end result that James highlights. James chapter 1, verse 3 says, "For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness." All of this talk on steadfastness and endurance brings us to the doctrine of the perseverance of the saints. The reason trials can be seen as grace for the believer is because they result in fortitude, which is evidence of genuine faith. True saints of God will persevere in the faith. This is our human, earthly, biblical viewpoint. But there's also a heavenly viewpoint that we call the preservation of the saints or security of the believer. And so which is it? Do we persevere or does God preserve us? Well, on the one hand, if we just rely on our own perseverance and our own strength to withstand trials, we become boastful and proud, and we trust in our own abilities, and we attempt to elbow our way onto the stage of the Savior. But on the other hand, if all we say as believers that we never exercise enduring faith because we believe once saved, always saved, I can no longer have to walk by faith, then we presume upon God's word. But as believers, we are safe and secure in God's care and provision, and it's this very security that makes possible our perseverance. They go together. Notice one passage that puts on display both perseverance and preservation. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 says this, that we, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Well, whose faith is it? It's our faith. Whose power is it? It's God's power. So get the full picture. God saves us and keeps us secure by the faith that he gives us. And this faith he gives us is not an inactive faith that says, once saved, always saved. I can do whatever I want, whenever I want. I don't have to walk by faith anymore. For sure, there will be immaturity. And for sure, there will be seasons of disobedience. We're human. But genuine faith in Christ perseveres until the end. The one who does fall away never had true, genuine, saving faith to begin with. This is what we know by the testimony of Scripture and what we have been called to become intimately acquainted with through trial. When trials do come from the hand of God, we rejoice in knowing that they are putting on display His grace of preservation and working in us perseverance day by day. So today, please pray for David Marroquin and his family, our missionaries in Guatemala. And also, remember the Bacol Northern Sorsogon LifeWord broadcast heard in the Philippines.